From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering craft-roasted organic coffees from two Lawrence locations, 1800 East 23rd and 2351 West 31st. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
94 degrees in Lawrence, 91 in Chanute. It is 4:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 89.7 FM in Emporia. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Panda Pediatrics, providing pediatric primary care, mental health, dental, and a walk-in clinic for children from birth to age 21 at one Lawrence location. More information at pandapeds.com.
You are listening to KPR. You are further listening to All Things Considered. And thank you so much for joining us today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, Iranian war propaganda includes all sorts of online attacks against Donald Trump. And these memes have been reaching large numbers of Americans.
They are not used to seeing the messages of a country the U.S. government is bombing that are directed toward ordinary internet users.
The Iranian regime has been trolling Trump. We'll talk about that coming up right here on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR One stations, we have Classics Alive, classical music tonight with the Zofo Duo. One piano, four hands. It gets underway at 7 o'clock tonight on KPR One stations. If you're joining us on KPR Two at 7 o'clock, stick around for Prairie Journal, followed by The Middle with Jeremy Hobson. Red flag warning through this evening for much of the KPR listening area, including Topeka, Emporia, Manhattan, and Abilene. That means extreme grassland fire danger through this evening. It's 4:20.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Maryland Governor Wes Moore says he's not running for president, but he's clearly given a lot of thought to the challenges President Trump's successor will face.
I think that Donald Trump has been a fantastic vessel for the frustration. He's just not a vehicle for the solution.
Wes Moore on the qualities he wants to see in the next president tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. tomorrow. It is Morning Edition, rounding up the latest national, international, and regional news. Matthew Algio will be your local host.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the First Judicial District CASA Association in Leavenworth, serving children and families through the CASA program, where trained volunteers advocate for abused and neglected children in court. Details at casalvks.org.
Stay tuned. News headlines are coming up next. It's 94 in Lawrence, 88 in Abilene. It is 4:30.
That would be over $1 trillion.
Stocks finished lower across the board on Wall Street today as doubts over the war with Iran continues to roil the markets. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. First, I want to tell you about the weather. We have a red flag warning through this evening for a large portion of the KPR listening area, including Brown, Chase, Clay, Cloud, Dickinson, Geary, Greenwood, Jackson, Lyon, Morris, Nemaha, Ottawa, Pottawatomie, Riley, Shawnee, and Waubonsie counties. This does include Emporia, Topeka, Manhattan, and Abilene. Gusty winds shifting around to the north, up to 45 miles per hour. Very low relative humidities, warm temperatures this afternoon as well. So there is extreme grassland fire danger through this evening for those counties. We also have a wind advisory until 10 o'clock tomorrow morning for Chase, Greenwood, and Marion counties. Again, with wind gusts up to 45 miles per hour. Now, tomorrow, from noon to 9 p.m., we have a red flag warning for almost the entire KPR listening area. The only area exempted would be our Chanute listeners. But everyone else, red flag warning for extreme grassland fire danger tomorrow from noon to 9 p.m. And then a fire weather watch all day Saturday, Saturday morning through Saturday evening. Again, for the entire KPR listening area, very low relative humidity readings are expected through the weekend. Check with your county extension office or your regional emergency management agency to find out about burning restrictions. It is, in general, a very bad idea here for the next couple of days to do any outdoor burning. In other news, Republican Kansas lawmakers have voted to end a decades-old program providing in-state tuition at public colleges for some immigrants who lack full legal status. Since 2004, those students have been eligible for tuition benefits if they spent 3 years at a Kansas high school and got their diploma or GED. The proposal to end the program divided Republicans. State Senator Tim Schallenberger was one of the GOP lawmakers who stood against the change.
These youth that have gone through our high schools will just not go to college. And that's not making Kansas a better place. It's not making them better people.
Democratic Governor Laura Kelly is likely to veto the bill. It did not pass with the two-thirds majorities needed to override such a veto. This is KPR. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the historic Eldridge Hotel in downtown Lawrence, hosting a three-course Easter dinner Sunday, April 5th, 11 a.m. to 5. Reservations can be made by calling 785-838-5503.
Coming up in our next half hour, news headlines at 5:01. Then researchers say children with addictive social media use are more likely to have depression and behavioral problems even after accounting for their baseline mental health status.
We also unfortunately found that it was associated with higher risk of suicidal behaviors, sleep disturbances.
So what are social media companies doing to make their sites less addictive? If anything, we're going to talk about it coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication with an emphasis on stories that affect residents of Lawrence, Douglas County, and Kansas. Information at lawrencekstimes.com.
Slight chance of thunderstorms this evening, 70% chance of rain overnight, lows in the lower 40s tomorrow. Partly sunny in the morning, highs in the upper 50s, so significantly cooler, lows around 30 tomorrow night.
Says he is not now running for president, but he's clearly given a lot of thought to the challenges the next president will face. His views on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, beginning at 5 o'clock, on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. News headlines are coming up at 5:01. It's 92 degrees in Lawrence. It is 5 o'clock. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Having a little difficulty with our feed from Washington, but please stand by.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting the annual Easter Egg Roll with Dole, featuring activities for the whole family, April 4th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
At last report, 94 degrees at the Lawrence Airport, 93 in Topeka. The front appears to be moving through. It's 82 in Manhattan. This is KPR, and it is 5:06.
From NPR News, this is All Things. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in today. Coming up in our next few minutes, remembering the life and career of writer Tracy Kidder. He won the Pulitzer Prize in 1981. We'll get you an update of news headlines at 5:30. Talk about lines at airports and some of the airports that don't have big, long screening lines, including KCI. Then, our good friend Rex Buchanan is going to try to get to the bottom of what is going on with birds. Birds are in trouble, population-wise, migrating-wise. Stay tuned. We'll tell you all about it on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through social and behavioral approaches to developmental disability research. Information about research at KU is at ku.edu.
We know that KPR listeners are always looking for ways to stretch their dollars. We have a great way to help make your KPR contribution go farther. Our spring membership drive begins tomorrow morning, 90 minutes. That's all the fundraising we're going to do tomorrow, just 90 minutes, 7 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. And during that time, your pledge will be matched dollar for dollar, double the value of your KPR pledge tomorrow morning with our Power Breakfast.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Solar. Since 1982, installing backup power such as automatic standby generators and backup battery systems for businesses and homes that can be used during storm season. More at CromwellSolar.com.
94 degrees in Lawrence, 82 in Manhattan, 71 in Atchison. The time is 5:20.
Maryland Governor Wes Moore says he's not running for president, but he's clearly given a lot of thought to the challenges President Trump's successor will face.
I think that Donald Trump has been a fantastic vessel for the frustration. He's just not a vehicle for the solution.
Wes Moore on the qualities he wants to see in the next president on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Tune in for Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Matthew Alchio will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Yoga Center of Lawrence, offering Iyengar Yoga that utilizes props as aids for students of all ages and abilities. In downtown Lawrence, picture schedules and registration available at yogacenteroflawrence.org.
News headlines are coming up next. We'll talk about the weather. We'll get you the latest regional news coming up in just about 30 seconds. It's 5:30.
Rebecca Hersher, this is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Red flag warning is in effect through this evening for a large portion of the KPR listening area, including Topeka, Emporia, Manhattan, and Abilene. Extreme grassland fire danger there. Also, a wind advisory till 10 o'clock tomorrow morning for Chase, Greenwood, and Marion counties. That extreme grassland fire danger area expands tomorrow from noon to 9 p.m. for all of the KPR listening area, with the exception of Chanute, but everyone else, Lawrence, Kansas City Metro, Topeka, Emporia, Manhattan, very high fire danger tomorrow. Now, it'll feel quite a bit cooler, but heat is not really the issue here. It's going to be extremely dry, very, very low relative humidities all the way through the weekend. We, in fact, have a fire weather watch all day Saturday, again, for the entire KPR listening area. If you are planning on doing outdoor burning, please check with your county extension office or your local emergency management before you proceed. I would imagine that there will be burn bans in place for much of that time. In other news, Republican lawmakers have voted to end a decades-old program providing in-state tuition at public colleges for some immigrants who lack full legal status. Since 2004, those students have been eligible for tuition benefits if they spent 3 years at a Kansas high school and got their diploma or GED. The proposal to end the program divided Republicans. State Senator Tim Schellenberger was one of the GOP lawmakers who stood against the change.
These youth that have gone through our high schools will just not go to college. And that's not making Kansas a better place. It's not making them better people.
Democratic Governor Laura Kelly is likely to veto that bill, which did not pass with the two-thirds majorities that would be needed to override a veto. Trees are taking over prairies all across the Great Plains, and that has led to an increase in woodland mice. When trees and shrubs take over, white-footed mice become the main mouse species in that area instead of the deer mice of the prairie. And the number of mice in the area will also double. There's also one other important change. Here's Andrew Hope, who is an evolutionary ecologist at Kansas State University.
What we're finding is that the mice that occur in the woodland habitats have many more ticks on them than the mice that occur in the grassland habitats.
This could have an effect on human health. The K-State researchers are now planning to study which diseases the white-footed mice are carrying to tick-related diseases that are on the rise or predicted to increase on the Great Plains, include alpha-gal syndrome and Lyme disease. You're listening to KPR, and it's 5:35.
It's all
we're at LodestarFoundation.org.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Birds are in trouble. Their numbers are declining even faster than scientists had estimated. Experts are pointing to several causes, including habitat loss. A recent excursion to South America prompted commentator Rex Buchanan to think a lot more about our fine feathered friends and what we can do to help them out.
When I was growing up out in the middle of Kansas, one of them from Science Magazine said that bird numbers are declining even faster than previously believed. A few years ago, scientists said that total bird numbers had decreased by 30% since 1970. This new article said that that population decline is getting worse, especially for certain species in certain environments, including grasslands. This new study blamed much of the decline on intensive agriculture, probably related to pesticides and herbicides, and the destruction of habitat. And when the birds migrate, our buildings and outdoor lighting make their lives even harder. The folks at Cornell University's ornithology department say you can help birds during their spring migration by turning off your porch lights at night, keeping cats indoors, reducing pesticide use. And even if you're a casual birder like me, pay attention to the birds that are moving through. Coming home is tough enough for the birds. Let's make it a little easier.
Commentator Rex Buchanan is a writer and author, a bird lover, and also director emeritus of the Kansas Geological Survey. He lives in Lawrence. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the historic Eldridge Hotel in downtown Lawrence, hosting a three-course Easter dinner Sunday, April 5th, 11 a.m. to 5. Reservations can be made by calling 785-838-5503.
Thanks so much for tuning in to KPR this evening. Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. We'll hear that at 6:01. Then more on the war. We will also learn more about peptide therapy and why it's so popular. And we'll take a look at the ripple effects from an increase in gasoline prices. All of that yet to come here on KPR. Stay tuned.
Don't let your aging RV take you for a ride. KPR's vehicle donation program will gladly take it off your hands so we can help fund the news and music programming you enjoy. Donate your car, truck, boat, or RV online at kansaspublicradio.org.
We do actually have a 70% chance of showers overnight, but we're not expecting a whole lot of accumulation. It's just not going to be heavy showers if you see them at all. Lows in the lower 40s tonight, tomorrow partly sunny in the morning. Highs in the upper 50s, but don't let those cooler temperatures fool you. It is still going to be very dry and a lot of grass fire danger tomorrow. It is 94 degrees in Lawrence, 82 in Manhattan, 71 in Atchison, 91 in Chanute at 10 minutes before 6.
Problem solvers who help people, communities, and the planet flourish. More information is available at Hewlett.org. From Progressive Insurance, where drivers can compare direct rates using Progressive's rate comparison tool. Customers can see options and rates side by side. More at Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. And from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation at MacFound.org.
Maryland Governor Wes Moore says he is not now running for president, but he's clearly given a lot of thought to the challenges the next president will face. His views on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. for Morning Edition. Matthew Algio will be your local host. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at kansaspublicradio.org. The time is 6 o'clock.
This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Do you have an IRA? Are you 70 and a half years or older? Would you like to support KPR? If the answer to all of these questions is yes, then consider a charitable distribution to KPR. To learn more, visit our website, kansaspublicradio.org, under the Support tab.
77 degrees in Lawrence. That front is moving through. 74 in Topeka at 6:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City. You can listen online anytime at kansaspublicradio.org.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the First Judicial District CASA Association in Leavenworth, providing a safe, child-focused environment for forensic interviews and coordinated services during abuse investigations. Details at casalvks.org.
In our next half hour, an update of news headlines at 6:30. Then we will tell you what we know about the strike that is going on at the JBS Beef Processing Plant in Greeley, Colorado. It's the first time there's been a big meatpacking plant strike since 1985. The story coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the LEAD Center and KU's Office of Sovereign Partnerships and Indigenous Initiatives, presenting the annual KU Powwow and Indigenous Cultures Festival, April 11th, 10:30 a.m. Details at powwow.ku.edu.
The National Weather Service now informs me we have about a 40% chance of seeing some marginally severe thunderstorms late tonight. This movement of this particular front has just been strange. So at any rate, we now have a 70% chance of showers overnight, 40% chance of some marginally severe storms, probably on the other side of I-35. And when I say the other side, I mean south-ish. of I-35, but be aware, we're particularly concerned about lightning strikes with things being as dry as they have been. Red flag warning in effect for the entire KPR listening area tomorrow from noon to 9 p.m. 77 degrees in Lawrence, 74 in Topeka. It is 6:20.
From NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. It is Morning Edition. Matthew Algio will have your regional news.
Support for KPR comes from KU's Natural History Museum, hosting the 5th Annual Celebration of Women in Science, featuring hands-on experiments with scientists, Saturday, March 28th, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. More at biodiversity.ku.edu.
News headlines are up next. We start things off with a quick look at national and international headlines. 77 degrees in Lawrence, 74 in Manhattan. It's 6:30.
Be dismissed. Prosecutors say the Venezuelan government can't pay because it is under American sanctions. U.S. District Judge Alvin Hellerstein did not rule from the bench on the matter and noted that this case is unique.
This is NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Republican Kansas lawmakers have voted to end a decades-old program that provides in-state tuition at public colleges for some immigrants who lack full legal status. Since 2004, those students have been eligible for tuition benefits if they spent 3 years at a Kansas high school and got their diploma or GED. The proposal to end the program divided Republicans. State Senator Tim Schallenberger was one of the GOP lawmakers who stood against the change.
These youth that have gone through our high schools will just not go to college. And that's not making Kansas a better place. It's not making them better people.
Democratic Governor Laura Kelly is likely to veto the bill. It did not pass with the two-thirds majorities needed to override such a veto. Trees are taking over prairies across the Great Plains. That is leading to an increase in woodland mice. When trees and shrubs take over, white-footed mice become the main mouse species in an area instead of the deer mice of the prairie. The number of mice in the area also doubles. And there's one other important change. Here's Andrew Hope, an evolutionary ecologist at Kansas State University.
What we're finding is that the mice that occur in the woodland habitats have many more ticks on them than the mice that occur in the grassland habitats.
This could have an effect on human health. The K-State researchers are now planning to study which diseases the white-footed mice are carrying. Two tick-related diseases that are on the rise or predicted to increase on the Great Plains include alpha-gal syndrome and Lyme disease. A red flag warning, extreme grassland fire danger, is in effect from noon to 9 p.m. on Friday for the entire KPR listening area, with the exception down around Chanute. But everyone else, including the Greater Kansas City Metro, Lawrence, Topeka, Manhattan, Abilene, Emporia, all under a red flag warning from 9 to noon on Friday. There will be a fire weather watch for the entire KPR listening area Saturday morning through Saturday evening. You are listening to KPR.
Our ranch, once an immense sea, was still alive. He taught me to listen for echoes of breaking surf, but I couldn't hear them.
I have danced down concrete ramps with my sister after a playoff win and echoed with the voice of a dreamlike, sold-out crowd.
I'm Kay McIntyre. Join me for Prairie Journal, 11 o'clock Sunday morning on Kansas Public Radio.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 96.1 FM in Lawrence, many other frequencies as well. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting the annual Easter Egg Roll with Dole, featuring activities for the whole family, April 4th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
We have a bit more All Things Considered still to come. We are with you till 7 o'clock tonight. If you're joining us on KPR1 at 7 o'clock, we will kick off Classics Live. That will be followed by an hour of classical music, then Jazz in the Night featuring music from the Vinyl Vault. If you're joining us on KPR2 at 7 o'clock, we have Prairie Journal, followed by The Middle with Jeremy Hobson.
Support for KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore in downtown Lawrence, hosting events with authors Shellon David, Nicole Woods, Bill Sheldon, and Karen Miriam Goldberg this March. More information and shopping at ravenbookstore.com.
Slight chance of storms this evening, 70% chance of showers overnight, a 40% chance that some of those could be marginally severe storms, mostly down to the south of I-35. Highs tomorrow in the upper 50s, red flag warnings in effect tomorrow afternoon for the entire KPR listening area.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered.
Or what he hopes to study next. Nate Rott, NPR News.
Thank you for listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from this station. And from Sony Pictures Classics, presenting A Magnificent Life, a new film from Sylvain Chomet, the director of The Triplets of Belleville, that follows the life, the career, and the first loves of artist Marcel Pagnol, in theaters Friday. From Fisher Investments, Fisher is committed to helping clients stay on track to reach their financial goals and enjoy a comfortable retirement. FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. And from Proven Winners, with Proven Winners Color Choice Shrubs, offering flowering shrubs and evergreens for gardens and landscapes at garden centers nationwide. ProvenWinnersColorChoice.com/NPR. This is NPR.
Maryland Governor Wes Moore says he is not now running for president, but he's clearly given a lot of thought to the challenges the next president will face. His views on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us for that story and much more tomorrow on your KPR stations. We have morning edition from 5 to 9 a.m. Matthew Algio is your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Riverette Print and Skate, a source for custom promotional products such as T-shirts, stickers, and more. Available to discuss print projects at its North Lawrence location. Quotes online at riverettks.com.
Up next, we have Classics Live. Tonight, the Zofo Duo, one piano, four hands. We'll hear Holst's Planets. Also, a specially commissioned work from the Lead Center. It all gets underway in just about 1 minute. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from KU Spencer Museum of Art, now presenting Street Nahunga, the art of Jimmy Sutomo Mirakatani, featuring the largest assembly of the artist's work to date. Details available at spencerart.ku.edu.
A wind advisory till 10 o'clock tomorrow morning for Chase Greenwood and Marion counties. A red flag warning for the entire KPR listening area tomorrow from noon to 9 p.m. It's 7:01.
Welcome to Classics Live from Kansas Public Radio. I'm Cordelia Brown, and we're inside the Lead Center Pavilion at KU, about to hear a fun piano duo called Zofo. Zofo is shorthand for 20 Finger Orchestra. Zo means 20, and fo means finger orchestra. These two pianists share one piano. To create these heart-pumping duet arrangements of famous orchestral pieces, which you'll hear soon when they play a trio of Holst's Planets. They start off now with something by Eleanor Alberga called 3-Day Mix.
Next, we will play Hayi Lirico. This will be a world premiere by Gabriela Lena Frank. I think Hayi is a Quechan word, meaning often is translated as prayer. But we feel a lot of energy and a lot of quiet force in this piece. So there's a power in that prayer. It's not it says lyrical, but we also feel that power in it. And I just wanted to share with you that our first ever commission and our first world premiere we played, that was 12 years ago, was a piece by Gabriela Lena Frank. And it was the first time she wrote for piano four hands. And since then, she has written a few more pieces. She's a very good pianist herself. And I hope she will write more for piano four hands in the future. I hope you enjoy it.